As of the end of this month, Sarah Palin will no longer be the governor of Alaska. So we're looking for some ideas of what her next big thing should be. Should she run for president? There are rumors of that, of course. Should she sell cosmetics? I mean, you know, I don't mean anything particular like that, but there is a mystery as to what Sarah Palin is going to do now.
No, doggone it.
877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has been a hockey mom. She's been a Miss Alaska pageant winner, a vice presidential candidate, and as she reminded us on Friday, she's also a high school point guard.
A good point guard, here's what she does. She drives through a full court press, protecting the ball, keeping her head up because she needs to keep her eye on the basket, and she knows exactly when to pass the ball so that the team can win. And that is what I'm doing, keeping our eye on the ball.
Joining us now is longtime Alaska journalist Larry Persily, who's also a former aide to Governor Palin. Larry, thanks so much for joining us from Juneau this morning.
No problem. Good morning.
What are people in Alaska saying about the various metaphors that the governor used in talking about why she was resigning? And really, at the end of the day, we don't have much of a reason. What's the reaction?
Well, I think the initial reaction certainly was shock, surprise. You know, Palin has an amazing ability to do the unexpected, and that's what we saw Friday. In terms of the basketball metaphor, I guess what I liken it to is she's like the college star in basketball who junior year looks at the pro market and decides, I'm out of college, I'm going to drop out, I'm going to go at the height of my market, I'm turning pro. And I think that's what she did. She quit because she felt it would be easier not being governor, not putting up with the hassles, and a lot of opportunities out there, but nobody knows. Everyone's just walking around all holiday weekend wondering what's she going to do next.
Now, we were talking earlier this hour that possibly, you know, the Mike Huckabee protocol, the get a show on Fox and do some nice interviews on a weekly show, is a good place to sort of stay out of the limelight, but possibly still stay in play in some sense for 2012. Is that a plausible scenario for Sarah Palin, and are people talking that
sure,
way?
It's plausible, but I don't think so. You know, I don't think Palin's that good of an interviewer. She doesn't have that good of a grasp of a lot of issues. I don't think she wants to be that overexposed and putting herself out there every day or on a weekly basis like that, I think. And, of course, I'm just guessing here. I also don't think her family wants to leave Alaska and move to where you're going to have to be to host a show like that, whether East Coast, West Coast. So I would expect she'll do a lot of speaking at venues where she's comfortable, like we saw in April when she went to the conservative group in Evansville, Indiana. So she'll do public speaking. She'll do outreach. She'll try to get the crowds that love her excited for conservative causes, but she'll be picking her locations.
But Larry, I mean, she could do a fishing show, right?
She could do a fishing show. She could do a hunting show. She could do all that. But I'm guessing
this is a package. This feels like a package: a fishing show, a hunting show, and some Republican fundraising speeches around the country. That's a gig.
It is. It is, and it's going to be an easier gig for her, whatever it is, because she's not being governor. She's not going to have to work at the job every day, make tough choices, be criticized for them, and have people file ethics complaints against her under the ethics laws that exist with state government. She'll just be out there. Again, I think she's going to appeal to the people who love her and stick with those people.
And the FBI apparently was all over itself over the weekend to say, hey, we're not investigating Sarah Palin. There's no speculation there that she's stepping out of the way of some freight train that's coming down the pike here.
Oh, sure, there's speculation, but it's being fed by the bloggers. Let's face it, Palin, no Palin. Unfortunately, bloggers, many of them anonymous, most of them having no training whatsoever, no fact-checking, are driving public policy discussion in this country, and we're getting garbage for it. So aside from that, but generally most Alaskans don't believe there's a scandal coming. They just believe she got tired of it, got tired of the hassles, and she quit her job.
So are you going to run for governor, Larry?
No, I was thinking maybe I should run for lieutenant governor next year because everyone's going to run for governor, so maybe they'll forget about lieutenant governor and I could go in unopposed.
So is the focus this weekend quickly turning to who's next?
It is. People were joking that they're going to have to use both sides of the ballot in 2010. So many people are going to be running for governor on the primary election ballot. It's an open seat. We've had a couple weird ones in there of late. So, yes, there will be easily a dozen people in the two-party primaries.
I mean, this is really a shocker on a couple of levels for the state of Alaska. I mean, all of a sudden, Ted Stevens, poof, is gone. Sarah Palin moves on. Maybe she'll stay in Alaska, as you say, but it looks very likely that she's off in another realm entirely. You know, what's that like for the state to have its, like, politicians who are so highly visible and so impossible to imagine life without vanish?
Well, you know, we always knew we were a little weird up here, and we like national attention. You know, we liked being the focus of Northern Exposure, the TV show, the sitcom.
But from the 80s, though, that
yeah,
sitcom, yeah.
And our little 15 minutes of fame as they come along are kind of heartwarming. This is way more than anyone wanted. Some of us are starting to wonder, is this such a thing as bad publicity?
So basically, we're looking at campaign slogans like, vote for Larry Persily. He's boring.
Right.
Something like that?
That could be, but my guess is I will probably stay out of running for office. But there are going to be a lot of people. We've already had a couple announced over the weekend, and there will be more.
Well, Larry, you're way too exciting to possibly be governor in this era in Alaska. But thanks so much for joining us. From Juneau, Alaska, Larry Persily, longtime Alaskan journalist and former aide to Sarah Palin. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.